make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3. I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, doctor,
doctor,
Mr. MD,
doctor,
now can you tell me?
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Ooh, we're here to empower you. That's what we're going to do here on Herb Talk. Magical engineer Frank and I, ready to roll. Thanks for joining us on American Voice Radio. We are going to be talking about minerals. You know, minerals matter for us staying healthy and well, so we're going to cover that. Also, we may have time to fit in headache, migraine headaches today, and maybe some liquid fuel, if we have time. We got lots to talk about and a quack report, but before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform, lifting them up in prayer always, and seeking the Lord's face, mind the time, you know, hitting those knees, because you never waste any of your precious time when you're talking with the Lord. And I love Isaiah 66, because he says, your bones shall flourish like an herb. Ooh, I like that. And, you know, so also you can find in Psalms and Proverbs kind of stuff like the righteous will flourish like palm trees and all that stuff. Love palm trees. I'm a beach babe. I love the beach. Love herbs. So it works for me. It really does. But, you know, basically God is our hope. It's our anchor to our soul. So it keeps us sure, steadfast. You know, we get a backbone when we stand with the Lord. So let's do that. Seek the Lord's face, mind and time. Let's pray for righteousness in this land. That's what we need. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. All right, what do we got in the quack report? Apparently, according to some new research, drug manufacturers, the data that they list on side effects of their drugs is poor quality, according to this recent report. They say that medications, you know, come with lots of side effects, but now this report says that many of these drugs with the side effects, some of the information is lacking. In other words, information on the package may not be painting a full picture for the consumer. So details are on this were published in the Institute of Safe Medication Practices, their report. They said where they noted about half of the side effect reports that they get that's submitted by manufacturers meet basic standards for compliance. But Thomas Moore, he's the senior scientist there at the Institute, he says a lot of these reports are below average from the drug manufacturers. So he says that that's pretty troubling. He says these manufacturers are not producing high-quality reports, especially with generic drugs like Far Pharmaceutical, along with Cubist Pharmaceuticals, and it was recently bought by Merck. They found that they performed significantly below average in their reporting. And according to Mr. Moore, he said, you know, it's feasible to do a reasonably complete report. He says, therefore, when we get these poor quality reports, it's because of lack of due diligence from the manufacturer. Well, that's upsetting. Well, I don't know why they're upset. You know, what are they not telling you? All right, last but not least in the quack report, they say some people age 3 times faster than others, according to this new scientific study out of New Zealand. This is interesting. Some U.S. scientists, along with some New Zealand scientists, they wanted to find out, you know, how people sometimes age faster than others. So they drew up a panel of 18 measurements to determine the speed in which people age. So they would include things like kidney tests, liver tests, immune system function, a metabolism assessment, cholesterol, and your heart health, for instance. They also measured the length of telomeres, which is the protective cap on your chromosomes. So they took almost 1,000 participants that enrolled in what they called the Dundian study. And it was New Zealanders that were born between 1972 and 1973, and they followed them through to almost 40 years of age. So they used their markers, their 18 biomarkers, and so they checked their volunteers at age 26, and then again at age 32, and then finally at age 38. And then they took all those combined measurements, and it allowed the scientists to have this picture of how an individual's aging is paced. So they said for the most of the participants, out of almost 1,000 people, their chronological age and their biological age matched up. They were at the same pace. But they said some, they found, had bodies that aged as fast as 3 years for every chronological year. In other words, biologically, they aged 3 times faster, while others, they had 0 years of aging, so they were biologically, chronologically not the same. Now, participants with the more advanced biological aging scores, they said they did much worse on tests for balance, coordination, solving problems. And they also said that they would have difficulty things like walking upstairs, and they had difficulty undertaking physical tests other than walking upstairs. And they also said their faces seemed older. Those are the ones that were aging three times faster biologically. I'm like, okay. And I noticed that one of the things that makes people slow the aging process biologically is obviously diet, but also exercise. You put those two together, and people look younger longer. So FYI there on that. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thanks, Frank. Alrighty, we're going to talk about minerals because they matter when it comes to our health. Because, you know, we hear a lot about, you know, important things like protein and vitamins and antioxidants. You know, all good for our health. But sometimes we don't hear as much as about the important, how important minerals are. So without the proper minerals, we can experience imbalances and malfunction anywhere in our body. So the cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, muscular, skeletal, immune system, hormonal system, and our nervous system all rely on minerals to function. And one major important fact to remember is if you intend to beef up on your minerals, you want to be aware that they like to work synergistically with other minerals and nutrients. So when minerals are taken in supplement megadoses, we tend to create an imbalance and a deficiency. So a good example would be a mineral imbalance is from psychological malfunction, which affects neurotransmitters and hormones. And a lot of times, you know, people are put on those psychotropic drugs, and sometimes that makes the imbalance worse. Now, one major way to deplete your minerals other than poor diet is relying on prescription medicines. So we're going to take a look at how we can improve our overall well-being with organic minerals. And maybe those folks in that you know, New Zealand study, maybe they were low in minerals and they were aging faster. All right, let's talk about some drugs and the minerals, because as mentioned, prescription drugs can deplete the system of important minerals which support the metabolism. So before you know it, you can have a myriad of health problems such as a leaky gut or depression. So drugs are not meant to be used long-term, or we can run into the risk of mineral depletion and malabsorption issues. So here's an example of what can happen when we're using drugs. This is a quote from a natural doctor, Gloria Gilbert. She says this: after my life-threatening accident, the prescription drugs that saved my life almost took it and left me with multiple chemical sensitivities, leaky gut syndrome, fibromyalgia, and chronic fatigue. Whenever I consumed a mineral or a calcium replacement, my right eye would flutter or twitch to the point where it caused me great concern, not to mention an annoyance. So I had developed malabsorption from a damaged intestinal tract caused the leaky gut syndrome, and clinically known as intestinal permeability. So my body was not able to utilize the supplements, and I was storing them in unsafe amounts, also contributing to the leg cramps and widespread muscle pain, end of quote. So she was on a perpetual hamster wheel. You know, after she got stabilized from her accident with the drugs, they caused some, you know, residual side effects for her. Here's a quote from author and medical doctor Hala Kass, who she's the author of the book Supplement Your Prescription, What Your Doctor Doesn't Know About Nutrition. She says, the truth is that every medication, including over-the-counter drugs, depletes your body of specific vital nutrients, end of quote. Well, according to Dr. Kass, the drugs most Americans take that cause significant nutrition depletion are your blood pressure meds, the beta blockers, diuretics, drugs for congestive heart failure, cholesterol statin drugs, antacids or acid blocker, proton pump inhibitors, antihistamines, diabetic drugs, antidepressants, hormone replacement medications, and antibiotics. Quite a list. Let's look at the nervous system for a minute and how reliant the nervous system is on minerals. Minerals assist the central nervous system in laying signals and improving conductivity of signals throughout your body. So when patients are on like chemotherapy, they experience that brain fog. So it must be due to the massive mineral depletion and the blocked mineral absorption from the treatment. Without the proper mineral content, there is a blockage between minerals, electrolytes, and electrical charges in the nervous system for proper nerve impulses. Well, here's a quote from Dr. David Watts, who says, "Minerals are the spark plugs of life because they are required to activate hundreds of enzyme reactions within the body. Plants manufacture vitamins, and minerals are taken up from the soil." End of quote. Well, let's look at the big four. I know there's lots of minerals we can talk about. We're going to talk about the big four today. The minerals most of us are familiar with are calcium, phosphorus, potassium, and sodium. So our bodies require that we maintain several pounds of these minerals for proper function. So let's talk about calcium, because it's necessary, of course, for bone health and, of course, for all the connective tissue, you know, your tendons, ligaments, muscles, and even skin. And calcium helps to transmit nerve impulses, and muscle cramps can occur when there's a lack of adequate calcium. Organic calcium will also help with the absorption of other nutrients, with, you know, blood clots. It'll help with that, and also helps the heart muscle. Now, some diets can actually push up a phosphorus level too high and prevent normal calcium levels. So you want to prevent that problem. So you can do that by avoiding soda, which elevates the phosphorus level, and also diets with lots of meats and food additives and preservatives. Well, let's look at that phosphorus for a minute, because we find in our bones, our teeth, and even our blood, we find phosphorus there as well as in our cells. So our body has to have phosphorus to carry out many metabolism functions, such as dealing with fat and protein and carbohydrates. So this all works out to supplying the body with the proper energy and the regulation and storage of nutrition for your muscles, hormones, and nerve impulses. So without phosphorus, your body is really going to have a difficult time using vitamin B and also maintaining the proper pH in your system. So these tend to counter-regulate one another. The calcium and phosphorus are needed in, they need to be in a healthy balance, and because they influence each other. So if you analyze bone material from humans, you're going to find a ratio that is two parts calcium and one part phosphorus. Now, vegetables and herbs, which have these elements, will be in that perfect balance. So an imbalance of these two minerals creates weak bones. Well, let's go move on to potassium and sodium, because it's necessary. These are necessary to help prevent a buildup of waste material in the system. This is also going to help control acids and protect your pH level. So processed foods have been stripped away of many of their nutrients in order to extend their shelf life, but unfortunately, devitalized foods like that don't extend your life. So the body requires 10 times more potassium than sodium, and chemical supplements usually don't provide proper nutrient ratios. So if we are low on potassium or sodium, we can have edema or dehydration, we could have heart failure, fatigue, weak immune systems, brittle bones, high blood pressure, muscle pain, weakness, and cancer. All right, let's talk about some of the minerals that our body needs for us to have energy, because our body has to have a minimum of these three minerals in order for the body to feel energized, and those are zinc, selenium, and iodine. So these three have a role to play in securing a healthy functioning thyroid gland. So if you have an abundance of these minerals, there's very little need for you to have caffeine or energy drinks. Well, let's look at the general guideline. Well, there are really too many junk supplements on the market to mention, but you will know if your supplement is working because there are some familiar symptoms of mineral deficiencies, such as you may have concentration problems, memory problems, muscle cramps, allergies, chemical sensitivities, frequent colds and flu, and improper muscle movement. So when you do your organ cleansing, it's going to be important that you refortify your body with a whole food supplement, as you can lose some of this vitamin and mineral content when you cleanse to remove your toxins. So keep that in mind. And, you know, whole food is going to be your best bet. When you get your minerals in whole foods or whole food supplements, you're going to be getting a 100% bioavailable substance. And that means it's going to be in a proper balance. Now, some people call this whole food matrix of nutrition. So with your whole food sources, you're also going to get the proper percentage of those nutrients, like you're going to get the proper amount of magnesium, copper, zinc, iron, chromium, selenium, silicon, and boron, just to name a few. So this means you will not require mega doses in order to acquire proper mineral balance in the system. So the chemical mineral supplements that are made from petrochemicals are these isolated nutrients, and they recommend that you use those in mega doses because they try to mimic the action of the organic mineral, and they can't always get it just right. However, when you use organic whole food versions in your foods and your herbs, you're going to get all those nutrient minerals in the proper balance because, you know, that's the way God made them. They're just perfect the way they are. So get certified organic whole food supplements if you can, and you're going to have the proper absorption and utilization of those mineral elements that only nature can provide you. So the risk is going to be high that when you use your chemical supplements, a mineral imbalance will be quickly achieved. Okay, a lot of doctors already have told us that, and we've mentioned that on the air here. So where do you go? Well, people are bombarded with a lot of advertising for lots of supplement products, and it can, you know, be a lot of work to find the right ones. So if the product is made from organic foods and are not chemical derivatives or isolated nutrient chemicals, then you're going to do much better when you have them in a natural set. So they will have, instead of the chemical isolated ones, you're going to have whole food ones that have all the minerals working together synergistically. They're going to have, when you use those kind, you're going to have an uptake that's quicker. You're going to have a natural original mineral source or complex source. And you can actually be amazed at the difference between how your body responds very quickly to a whole food nutrition versus the chemical ones. So I found that when I eat organic foods, it makes a big difference. And then I also found when I use whole food supplements, it makes an even bigger difference. So those two together, you use your supplements when you need to. You may not have to use them all the time if you're eating well, but they're definitely not going to have side effects, and they're not going to have to be used in mega dose amounts. So if you're looking for some whole food supplements to help you with your minerals, you might want to call Apothecary Herbs. Ask them about their Body Foundation Food Mix. It's a plant powdered mix, but it has the minerals, the vitamins, the amino acids, and plant proteins that you find in nature, because these are all in plants. Nothing is separated or isolated out. Also, you want to check out their calcium liquid plant formula, their heart formula, and, of course, they do have Celtic sea salt, which is a sun-dried salt where all the 84 natural microminerals are intact. So it's a salt that won't create a hypertension issue, so you can check that out as well. So if you're interested, give them a call right now and ask for a free product catalog. That number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. Of course, if you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277, 704-885-0277 is the international number. Or you can go on their website, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. If you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. You might want to check out their herb coupons button, and you can save on your order on the top home left-hand side of the homepage. And they do have a rewards point program, too, that you can sign up for when you register at checkout. So each time you purchase, you'll get points you can redeem for savings as well. And I also encourage folks, sign up for their free online newsletters. We do have the American Survival that goes out on Tuesdays, and you'll get financial data, you'll get health information, you'll get a smattering of things in there, gold and silver updates and things like that. And if you just want the health information, that would be the HealthQuest newsletter. That goes out on Friday. So you can sign up. They're both free, and they empower you with healthy information each and every week. So check that out. All right, we're going to be talking about headaches. We've talked about them before on the show. People tend to have migraine headaches, but we're going to talk about this one doctor that discovered herbs that work. Yeah, it's amazing when the docs say, hey, the herbs work better than the drugs. Well, we just had June last month, and June is really the Migraine Headache Awareness Month. About 45 million Americans, that's one in six people, they suffer from headaches, especially the migraine kind of headaches. A lot of people have chronic headaches. 37 million have chronic headaches. So there are different kinds of headaches. There's stress, tension, vascular, there's all kinds of, and they affect us differently. And they have different symptoms. So we talk about headaches from time to time here on the show, and we try to help people figure out a way of naturally dealing with this in a more beneficial, safe, and healthy way, identifying trigger foods and avoiding those, and some herbs they may haven't tried yet, so they don't have to rely on such strong chemical drugs that eventually don't work, and then they're in a pickle. I used to work for a neurologist, and when those headache meds stopped working, it was total chaos for the patient. So I'd rather that not happen to you out there if you're a headache sufferer. So let's talk about what we can do, because we don't want to have a headache to ruin our day. And usually a medical doctor's advice is to use some medications or over-the-counter prescriptions when it comes to treating headaches. But there are millions of people who want to avoid these drugs for treating their headaches. Now, medical physicians recently in the field of head pain have come out and said, some natural therapies tend to work better than the drugs for headaches, especially over time. So we're going to take a look and see what they've come up with considering the treatment for headaches and why they say this. Well, let's talk about the study on this headache. It was by Dr. Roger Cady. He is an expert on headache pain. He's the director of the Headache Care Center in Springville, Missouri. And he and a bunch of medical doctors are now saying that the over-the-counter and prescribed medications can only lessen pain temporarily and can make headache pain worse eventually if used long-term. It creates what is called a rebound effect. So these types of drugs may be helpful for a quick fix in the short-term basis, but further investigation has shown them that, down the road, it doesn't do the patient any favors. So according to the research, the pharmaceutical drugs are ineffective in one-third of headache patients. So what Dr. Cady learned is that frustrated and hurting patients are turning to natural medicines and other therapies for relief. And what they find is when they have repeated use of these natural therapies on a continued basis, what happens over time is the headache pain lessens in severity, and it's more manageable. And in some cases, patients also modified their lifestyle, removed a lot of headache triggers, and along with their natural medicines over time became headache-free. So a number of small studies have also proved that a lot of nutritional elements in the diet can actually wipe out headache pain altogether. How about that? Bet you it has something to do with minerals, right? Oh, yeah. Well, we're going to talk about the herbs, lots of herbs, and we're going to talk about what chemists are saying, chemically, how this is working out, scientifically, got to prove it to me. That's how they are. Also, we're going to be talking about, your cluster headaches and some triggers there, and what about that ice cream headache? What's with that, right? Ever get one of those? I don't eat ice cream anymore, but, when I drink something really cold, can get one of those little pingy headaches in the head there, and it's really not fun. So we're going to talk about that. But I know we got to take a break, so we'll cover all that good stuff and more when we get back. I guess my engineer is ready to roll, correct? And there it is. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663. For international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll-free, 866-229-3663, or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
Thank you.
I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. And we're talking about headaches. And these doctors that have come out now and had said, you know, some natural stuff, some herbs and therapies and dietary changes work better than the headache meds. Well, let's look at some of these herbs, you know, because we hear about some herbs for headaches like feverfew and ginger root. I'm a big believer in combining herbs for this synergistic effect, more power, if you will. Well, what Dr. Katie discovered in his research is that the use of feverfew with ginger root reduced migraine headaches by 63%. So the ginger root helps with the nausea the headache produces for patients. And the medical doctors are trying to discover, you know, in these cases where these headaches and this pain, how these herbs are reducing the pain. They think they're reducing the inflammation also without any side effects or rebound effects. You know, blood brings healing, reduce the inflammation, blood can get in there. So why are the herbs better? Well, herbs contain a lot of natural nutrients, minerals like magnesium to help calm nerve endings, and very beneficial for migraine sufferers, you know, if you've got, you know, a vascular headache problem. So using natural magnesium sources will always have, you know, other uptake mineral requirements with it. I'm talking about natural ones, not synthetic chemical isolated nutrients, okay? So when you have the natural magnesium in elements like herbs and foods, it's going to have other uptake nutrients with it, and so that the body can properly absorb and metabolize it and use it. So natural nutrients will also have things like vitamin B2, extremely helpful at clearing away a headache. However, there also is a problem with some of this headache research where, you know, they say that herbs don't make medical doctors or clinics rich. That's a problem. Oh, dear. Well, at the same time, patients are reluctant to try pharmaceutical drugs because of the cost and side effects. You know, I know that $25 million facility you just built to produce a new headache drug. Oh, well. Well, let's talk about some of the chemists. What do they say? Well, white coats, what are they doing in the chemists? Well, they're attempting to design some new drugs to promote them as natural herbal or vitamin therapies. Did you hear that? So it's not really natural, but they're going to promote it like that. Doctors are partnering up with some companies to make and promote some natural products under their patents. Really, then it's not natural anymore, is it? Everybody knows you can't patent what God made. You can't steal God's copyright. That's not happening. So these are not natural. These are drugs. So one way you can tell is they've altered the natural source. They've isolated a component from a natural source, and they attempt to make it stronger, more powerful. It's what they did to aspirin, making it ACE-type salicylic acid. That's what they did with that. Well, what Dr. Candy and his team are doing is they're trying to promote this liquid. It's called Lipgesic M, and they call it a homeopathic liquid, and they say it's made from the essence of the feverfew herb. Now, if you know anything about that, it's a distillation of the herb, so it's heated. They're also including ginger, and their ratio is a 3-to-2 ratio, so 3 times the amount of feverfew to the ginger. So the homeopathic products are distillation versions of the natural element. So they're heated, and then they say the medicinal power is in the liquid that's distilled off, but it's severely reduced. Okay, heat lowers the medicinal power. So this product really isn't just the essence of the herbs. It's also going to contain colloidal silicon dioxide. And they're going to throw in some natural peppermint flavor. And when they say that natural peppermint flavor, beware if it says N period F after that peppermint, it means it's from the national formulary. So it's a chemical copycat of peppermint. They're also going to include a little bit of olive oil in there. And those that are unfamiliar with silicon dioxide, it's sand or quartz. And the pharmaceutical industry will use silicon dioxide, also known as colloidal silicon dioxide, in tablets and drug making. It's an anti-caking agent. And the FDA says it's safe. So you're going to find ingredients in acetaminophen products and prednisone. You're going to find that anti-caking agent of silicon dioxide there. So what about the natural peppermint flavor? Well, it can be organic, but if it's going to have those initials after, it's pretty much going to be a synthetic. Anytime you see natural flavor listed, it's really a clue to be suspicious. So why not just list peppermint? People know what peppermint is. Natural peppermint is just natural peppermint, okay? So why do you have to put, you know, a natural flavor with it? Well, they do that to say it's not an organic ingredient anymore. Whenever you see natural flavor, it's a red flag. It's an alert that it's a chemical copycat. So the food and drug industry can actually conceal a lot of these chemical additives by using the words natural flavor. So the science of the chemical industry is that you can combine chemical A with chemical B, and voila, you've created peppermint flavoring. So some of the largest industries produce products with flavor enhancers made from synthetic chemicals or even from animal and human tissue. So these are chemical ingredients which are extracted and prepared with heat. Needless to say, the flavor chemists have attempted to take nearly every natural flavor found in organic foods and dissected and vaporized them to break them down chemically in order to reproduce cheap copies of inorganic compounds called natural flavoring. Johann Wolfgang, he's a German poet, he said, "One must ask children and birds how strawberries taste." Because apparently us adults forgot. Yeah. Okay, so you want to beware. Sometimes the consumer needs to be real careful when they investigate natural or organic products, because the words natural and organic are the most abused words now in the marketplace. So you want to do your homework on those products, as well as your prescription drugs, over-the-counter products, anything you buy. Okay. Well, I had some time to conduct my own little study, and I compared Dr. Katie's homeopathic Lipgistic M with real full-strength organic ginger root and feverfew. Okay, made a tincture. So I would expect the potency of the tincture would be kind of off the charts compared to the weak homeopathic formula Dr. Caddy created. And I also suspect that Dr. Caddy's product was also prepared in accordance with the U.S. Pharmacopoeia, which recommends very weak formula ratios. Okay? All right, let's look at the most common headache. Experts say that the most common headache is tension headache, which produces this dull aching pressure, often appearing after a stressful work day or school day or after some emotional stress. Some describe the tension headache as having their head in a vise, and the pains on both sides of their head. Tension of the upper neck, shoulder area, and the scalp can also produce pain. So muscle spasms may also be present with severe tension headaches, and it can make a person nauseated and have no appetite. Then there's the cluster headaches. Characteristic of cluster headaches is this deep stabbing pain near the temple or the eye area. And cluster headaches sometimes give the individual a stuffy or runny nose, tearing red eyes with a droopy eyelid. So these headaches last about 30 to 60 minutes. Often they disrupt the person's sleep and occur several times a day in a cluster. Sometimes cluster headaches can last for days or months, and then go away again for weeks, months, or years, and then come back. So more men than women tend to experience this type of headache. Of course, the last one is the migraine headache, also known as the vascular headache. Most experts agree that this is the worst of all the headaches, is the migraine. Usually occurs repeatedly, and 60% of the time the pain is on one side of the brain. about 80% of the migraines bring on nausea, and 30% experience vomiting and sensitivity to light and sound. So the pain is characterized by this throbbing or piercing pain, and 10% of the individuals experience visual disturbance about 30 minutes before the onset of the pain. More women, about 25%, and men, 8%, experience migraines, especially between the ages of 15 to 44. And they can have several migraines per month. So half of the individuals will get a migraine before they're 20, and one-third begin having migraines as teenagers. About 1.5% start having migraines before the age of 5. So children who get migraines can have pain on both sides, and migraines typically last 24 hours. Hormone changes in estrogen and progesterone can trigger migraine headaches, although medicine doesn't know why. So this explains why women may experience these migraines maybe just before menstruational cycles or when pregnant or during menopause. All right, let's look at some triggers really quick. Some triggers, you know, beyond our control could be weather changes, bright lights, strong odors. Females' menstrual cycles could set off some headaches. But then there is our diet and food that is most significant that can provoke a headache. Well, we do have control over that. Dr. David, it's Bolt-Holtz of the Neurological Consultation Clinic at Johns Hopkins University Hospital, says that we can avoid a lot of food combinations that overwhelm the brain's regulatory mechanism. For instance, he said red wine alone may not trigger a headache, but you mix it with blue cheese or with a lot of stress, you can develop a migraine. So one piece of chocolate may not seem to set off a headache, but a whole candy bar or a box of chocolate can. So also he says be aware that headache may not kick in right away. There could be a delayed factor of a day later. So keep a food journal and write down and try to pinpoint some of your offending foods. So here are some foods you might want to avoid. Foods that contain triamines or amino enzymes are things like nitrate, which trigger neural and blood vessel changes, creating headaches. So chocolate, cola drinks, that's your soda, aged cheese, cottage cheese, beer, all contain triamines. Other foods are going to be avocados and overripe fruit or dried overripe fruit. You know, if you eat trail mix, for instance. How about eggplant, figs, grapes, oranges, pineapple, plums, prunes, and raisins can all trigger headaches for people. Processed foods also contain high triamine and nitrate levels. And also be aware that the Australian specialty product called Vegemite can also trigger headaches, high triamine and nitrate level. Also, sauerkraut and shrimp paste can also trigger a headache. So, you know, if you're at parties and stuff, especially around the holidays, it's really hard to know what it is that you're having a lot of times and you can get a headache. Now, there are some meats that you might want to avoid. Processed meats, pickled and cured meats, game, birds, and wild animals all contain that high triamine. Stay away from fermented soy products such as soy sauce, tofu, miso, teriyaki sauce, that kind of thing. So if you overdo eating nuts like peanuts, coconut, Brazilian nuts, these also can trigger a hypertension or a tension headache. Yeast or sourdough are also be known as trigger foods. And here's some vegetables that could be a problem for some people. Lima beans, broad beans, navy beans, pea pods, onions, fava beans, and also any product with aspartame can trigger headaches. Now, Dr. Joel Saper of the Michigan State University Neurological Institute says that milk is a major food trigger for migraine headaches. However, Dr. Buchholz believes that the biggest trigger is caffeine. So be aware that some foods with no reputation as a trigger, like cinnamon, can be a headache trigger food. So you want to keep that food journal and see what your brain's not liking. Okay, that's the only indicator I can tell you in case, you know, you didn't hear what was on the list there. Let's talk about that ice cream headache. You know, If you drink or eat something really, really cold, it creates that temporary sharp pain in your forehead area known as the ice cream headache, and it doesn't last long. But how does it do that? Well, Dr. Saper says that it's due to the cold contact on the roof of your mouth that stimulates the fifth cranial nerve that runs from the mouth surface to your brain. So this nerve is a main carrier for headache pain. So according to a British study, if you're drinking or eating something cold, it can trigger a headache in 46% of people that suffer from headaches. So eating cold things slowly can help avoid this trigger. There are some antidote foods. All right. Science is looking at some of these headache antidote foods because they help with the blood vessels that were related to influencing headaches and with inflammation. So certain foods can help counteract this pain, and they offer a postaglandin advantage to neutralize this. Foods like fish oil and ginger root have been helpful. So Dr. James Brenneman, he's a food and allergy expert. He says that 3/4 of all headaches are food-related, and people who restrict their use of trigger foods can cut their headaches by about 85%. Now, Denmark also discovered a centuries-old antidote for headaches and nausea and nervous disorders. Dr. Christina Servistova of the Odense University tested ginger root, and it found that it worked like aspirin on migraine headaches. She said ginger, they found, affected the prostaglandins, which is a hormone substance that helps control inflammation, and histamine and pain. So ginger root, she said, actually blocks the prostaglandins, which reduces the inflammation and the pain. So at the first sign of headache or a visual disturbance, if you get those migraines, their test group took ginger root, about a third of a teaspoon, 3 to 4 times a day, and it had significant benefits, she said. She said that the study concluded that both adults or children had safely used the ginger, and it prevented the headache from coming on. So at the first, you know, feeling that you may be getting a headache, you know, the ginger root is in order, she says. So other things that set off headaches, she says, is foods can give you a tightness in the neck, shoulder, and back muscles. And she said certain drugs, too, can also cause you to strain, cough, and sneeze and give you eye strain. She said also smoke and chemical fumes and medical procedures like a spinal tap or a dental procedure can, or even grinding your teeth can also be something that could, you know, affect your neurotransmitters in your brain chemicals and give you a headache. Well, the folks at Apothecary Herbs recently came out with 3 new headache formulas, and they have ginger root in there, and some of them have feverfew, some of them have ginkgo, some of them have skullcap. It just depends. So they've got a stress headache formula, a tension headache formula, and a vascular or migraine headache formula. And you can check them out on their website under the pain category at thepowerherbs.com. And these are liquids, so you can take that quarter teaspoon and watch your food triggers. And this could be the answer you've been looking for if you want to get off those medications that eventually in the end, because I used to work for a neurologist, they do not work, okay? And people with excruciating headache pain get desperate, and we don't want you to have to go there. So if you're looking at the stress headache, among some of the herbs in that formula, they do have the valerian, the skullcap, and they have some California poppy in there. For the tension headache, they do have the ginger, the feverfew, the ginkgo leaf, yucca root, and valerian as well. Valerian's really good at taking tension off the nervous system. And this does not sedate you, okay? So there's no sedation effect. Now, the migraine formula, the vascular formula, has also the ginger root in it with the feverfew, some lavender, and valerian root. So very good formulas. You can check them out online at thepowerherbs.com, and they're not going to break the bank either. So check those when you can and feel better out there, right? Now, if you need some mineral support, you know, if the migraine is being because you don't have the right minerals, well, of course, you know about the Body Foundation food mix that's also there on their website. And they do have ginger root tincture. If you want to just get a separate bottle of that, that's an awesome thing to have. That'll be under their herbal tinctures category or under their digestive aid section. So you check that out. And they do have herbs for female cycle balancing to make a smooth transition through each of your menstrual cycles. They do have female formulas for a smooth transition through menopause. So there's lots of things you can do with some of these medicinal herbs that our Creator God put here for us, because he said herbs are here for the service of man. And they are meat, so they're really potent, they're powerful. And with the right tool and the right information, you can, you can be more powerful than you ever thought. So check that out, thepowerherbs.com. You can get there typing in herbtalklive.com as well. And if you're on the website, don't forget, sign up for the newsletters under their books and newsletters tab. So you can go there and sign up for the American Survival newsletter that goes out today on Tuesday. Or you can sign up for the Health Quest, which goes out on Fridays, and lots of empowering information for you all there. Also, I should mention that we're still working on getting the new formats for the Power Herbs book up on our website. We had hoped to have that done before the 4th of July, but it just didn't work out. So we have the Kindle format for that book and the iPad or the EPUB formats for that book that are going to be coming soon, hopefully this week. We hope to get them up there for your download and use. It's a 270-page book, and it has herb symptom reference guides. It helps you boost immune system, talks about how you do the cleansing of your organs, the detox, and also how to make your own herbal tinctures is in there. So it's called the Power Herbs Book, and it's just $14.99, but it's an e-book, okay? It's not in hard copy. But we're working, and we appreciate your patience because we thought for sure it would have been up there by now. But, as it were, things didn't work out around the holiday, so we're working this week to do that. So, if you've been thinking about buying it, just patience and just check back with us, please. Thepowerherbs.com. It's a book that I wrote. Herbs are just, you know, they're timeless. And there's 13 herbs in that book that you can use and won't get you into too much trouble, even if you are taking other products, prescriptions and so forth. So it's a good place to start, where you can feel more confident about, you know, using and utilizing herbs to improve your health and your lifestyle and your energy level and so forth. So it's a good confidence booster type of book, and you learn a lot. You can learn about what we call combination therapies, because I've learned that when you get a real health issue that's really stubborn to leave, a lot of times it's a combination of things that gets you over the hump. So we talk about that in the book and how you can utilize that. There's some natural therapies that you can put together and use in that book that are really neat, that come out of some really, European spas and stuff that they've been using for centuries that are awesome. So check it out, the Power Herbs book. It's an ebook, and it's just $14.99 at thepowerherbs.com website. And of course, now let's say you want this book, but you don't have email. Have no fear. We have lots of people like that. You could just call me at Apothecary Herbs during the week, and we can email it to your local print shop, and they can print it off for you. How about that? So you can have a hard copy that way. Check that out. We aim to please. Absolutely. I'm out of time. Well, the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.